U.S. Greater than meet Siaza, the Majin designer who turns old broken furniture into luxurious pieces, World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz meet Siaza, the Majin designer who turns old broken furniture into luxurious pieces News. Dr. Noor Hisham and Mo receives prestigious brand laureate awards. Hashtag Our Turn is trending as Malaysian millennials are fed up of older politicians and their policies. Watch thief in Puchong blocks car from reversing, opens boot and steals items. U.S. bans imports from Malaysia's Top Glove after discovering shocking forced labor conditions. Breaking, Tun M reveals why he resigned as the 7th Prime Minister of Malaysia. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Meet Siaza, the Majin designer who turns old broken furniture into luxurious pieces. Meet Izzati Souza, the talented Malaysian artist behind these trending tote bags. Majin Company shares the struggles of the Tuan Orang Asli community, here's their story. Roti Kanai Sarong Teller, Malaysia's latest food trend and we want it. Dr. Noor Hisham gets praised by American colleague for his methods of handling COVID-19 in Malaysia. People Features Lifestyle. Asian netizens facepalm when chef boils rice, drains the water and puts it under a tap. Attention all shopaholics. Daiso now has an online store. Apple may not include a charger nor earphones for the new iPhones. Love daydreaming? This study proves you might actually be smarter than others. Deboba releases new mochi soya milk tea series and it's intriguing. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Meme compilation, is this real life or are we all just cake? 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Justin, Grant Imahara, host of Mythbusters, has passed away at 49, from a brain aneurysm. Glee star Naya Rivera's body found in California Lake after 6-day search. Study shows that we will never forget the songs we listened to in our teens. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should MP Bailing's recent Galap apology be considered enough? Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Shepherd plays Who's Most Malaysian. The New Norm, How Malaysians Enjoy Ice Cream with Friends? Malaysians Ride Roller Coaster 18 Times. Alexander 23 Spins the Malaysian Wheel. Chup. Ratatouille Makes Wonton Mee. Munch Share Tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. What do you do when your dining chair breaks? Say, if one chair leg snaps. Chances are, most of us would just avoid the hassle of having to go through the extensive repair process and simply dispose of the chair altogether before replacing it with a new one. Such is modern convenience, where almost everything is easily replaceable. But should you really dispose of that broken chair, or is there another solution? Well, yes actually, there is. Meet Siaza Saifuddin, at Siaza of All Trades, an interior designer who banks on sustainability and upcycling in her work when creating brand new spaces that aren't just interesting to look at, but comfortable to spend time in too. Interior designer Siaza Saifuddin. As an interior designer, Siaza is best known over social media for her use of old, broken furniture in her interior design projects. Working extensively to restore and breathe a lease of new life upon them, her endeavors with upcycling has since caught the eye of many Malaysian netizens for their beauty, more so when featured in a complimentary space. The wooden frame of an old love seat prior to restoration. The same love seat fully restored and reupholstered. In speaking with World of Buzz, Siaza told us that she was spurred with an artistic inclination at a very early age, and was often fascinated with home styling, especially in set designs seen on television shows and movies. Compounded with a childhood love for doll houses and Polly Pockets, she eventually found herself working towards becoming a fully-fledged interior designer. I find it so interesting that each house, even if it's the same outside, can look really different on the inside depending on who's living in it. Quote, an old sofa set that looks dull and drab. The very same sofa set completely restored with new upholstery, varnish and feet caps. But you may wonder just why. It is that Ciazza incorporates the use of old furniture into her designs, as opposed to buying new pieces right off the shelf. The reason is pretty simple, wastage. Citing how the construction business often incurs a lot of wastage, she mentions how it is now habitual for people to buy new furniture, instead of looking into old, used furniture that are oftentimes of great quality and condition. Not that it's wrong in any way, but it's so unfortunate that the furniture that are still usable will be thrown out and into the landfills, which is a huge existing problem as is. She adds that older pieces of furniture tend to imbue more characteristic charm to a space, and often add a much-needed touch of individuality to a home. But finding the right pieces to use isn't always an easy process. Balancing size and ergonomics, aka the science of comfort, Ciazza often focuses on both the structure of the furniture itself, and its materials. She also consults with vintage furniture vendors to find out all she can about a single piece, so that more thought can be put into incorporating it into a new space. A part of Ciazza's family home which she decorated with input from her mom. Ciazza's work at a client's home, featuring the use of old furniture that has been restored to reflect a uniquely eclectic, comfortable space. As for the restoration process itself, that can take anywhere between 2 to 6 weeks, depending on the severity of the damage. Sourcing for the materials herself where she can, she then passes the more complex restoration work to local carpenters and leaves it to their expertise. It's all dependent on whether the items are made of wood, steel, melamine, glass, what have you. But of course, it all comes down to striking a balance between cost and price. Ciazza notes that it's important to not go overboard with the cost of fixing. Ciazza in her workshop, about to film a new video. So what kind of advice does she have for new homeowners who are hoping to add a touch of old world Malaya into their own homes? Starting small, sustainability through a beautifully decorated space doesn't always mean going right out the door now to buy used furniture that you repair in your own. It can start with whatever you have at home and have it repurposed. Whether it be a lamp or maybe an old dining chair you've been meaning to fix, small steps like these can help add up to a much more tangible change in the long run. Plus, it gives your home a personal flair that sets it apart from the hoi polloi of mass-market furniture. To find out more about what Ciazza does, feel free to follow her on Instagram at @ciazzaofalltrades today. Also read, this Malaysian company is introducing straws you can eat to help reduce plastic pollution. Source, @ciazzaofalltrades 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 source, @ciazzaofalltrades. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article advertise contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.